Construction on the $30 million Mount Barker Aquatic and Leisure Centre is getting underway next year as the development has just received a final nod of approval from the state's Public Works Committee. Mayor Anne Ferguson joins me now to discuss this and other developments in the region. Hi there, Mayor Anne Ferguson.
Good morning, Jenny, and good morning, listeners, and what a beautiful day it is in God's country.
Absolutely glorious. Hey, what's the plan for the Aquatic Centre?
Well, this is really exciting because now it's just getting down to nitty-gritty, and I believe that we're hopeful that the shovel goes in February.
Excellent.
So how exciting is that?
Yeah, so from what I understand, there's a 25-metre indoor lap pool, a learn-to-swim pool, toddler and leisure pool, a gym, cafe, other elements as well, and it's part of a leisure centre, which is connected with the Sports Summit Hub. Is that right?
That's correct. That's correct. So it'll be a one-shop stop, which will be great for the community.
Do we know much about the timeline for it, just that it's starting next year?
No, because you've got to get builders and, you know, what subcontractors are like, and everybody's building, and so we'll have to have a pretty tight contract to keep them to a time frame, I would imagine.
Yeah. And this is a major, one of the biggest in the state, from what I understand, and I hear that you think it'll be pretty good for tourism and jobs?
Well, tourism, sporting tourism, is a new thing that's happening within Australia, so you can't go overseas, so if you can travel and watch the sports that you love or your family are competing in, well, why not? And we need to make the most of it and have a facility that is sufficient to supply the need.
Mayor Anne Ferguson's with us. Consultation ends today on the Town Square Development Plan. It's been a pretty extensive 4-week consultation, lots of opportunities for people to get involved. Have you had a good response?
The response has been amazing, and some of the responses are so detailed, and you can tell that they have just put so much thought and consulted with their own little communities as to how they would like to see the outcome of this town square happen. But I think a lot of it was lost, that they were looking at the big picture of the whole block, and this was just on the town square.
Right.
And I think people were wanting to comment on the whole development, which certainly isn't up for consultation at the moment.
Just because it's more of a thing down the line, right?
That's right.
Yep.
That's right. This is stage one.
Yeah.
And we'll get this square done, and then we'll move into the new council building. And if we can get some funding for the library, then the existing library, which we've just upgraded, can be used for the community for other things, which is fantastic to have a space that the community will be able to use.
So what happens when a council like your own looks at the results of a consultation? Do you try to bunch them together with similar responses and look at how many people agree or disagree with certain elements?
Well, we look at what the positives are and what the negatives are and take into account each and every comment. Some may be pie in the sky, but that's great that people are thinking outside the square, but we've also got to realise that we've got a budget that we've got to work within, so that's challenging. But yes, every submission will be looked at and will be documented and thought over, yes. Mm.
And so part of the town square, will that start to get underway next year as well?
Yes. Yep. We really need to get that vacant piece of land moving because it's just been an eyesore for so many years.
Mayor Anne Ferguson's with us. I hear a wonderful leader in education in the region stepping down.
Yes, our principal, Warren Simons, has spent 11 years at the high school, and he has brought in Seligman's positive education, and it has turned the Mount Barker High School right around. Positive education, positive thinking, and that's trickled out into the community because the teachers have had education. They've been to Victoria, to Geelong Grammar, to have this brainstorming, and also working with St Peter's College in Adelaide. And I think the outcome has been something that's been really amazing for Mount Barker. And of course, we have one of the staff members, that have been there, Chris Draper, for the last 27 years, and she's going on leave and looking at retirement. So we're going to miss two really, really valuable people. But Warren Simons is going down south, and it'll be absolutely great for the new school that's going to have him. And, it's sad, but that's life, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true. So there's a recruitment campaign with the school at the moment?
I was talking to Warren a couple of days ago, and the position hasn't been advertised as yet.
Okay.
But Jenny Cook, the deputy, will be taking up the reins in the interim.
Great. And what's happening over Christmas? Much planned, Mayor Ferguson?
Well, the building will be closed between the 24th and the 4th of January, so everybody will have that week off, if they're lucky. But there's always something going on, because the King Shoot is in that period of time too, and that's really important. And that's one function that I go to between Christmas and New Year, the King Shoot at Harndorf. So, but yes, the building will be closed, and we hope that everybody has an opportunity to recharge their batteries and come back in the new year all fired up.
Absolutely. And you'll be at the carols on Saturday night?
Oh, the carols on Saturday night were just amazing.
That was the Mount Barker carols last weekend, yes. And then we've got the Nan ones this weekend.
That's right. We have two, and the Rotary Club prizes will be given out. So it's all happening at this time of the year, and it's just such a joy to listen to the singing. And last Saturday night when Humphrey B. Bear came on, the children and the adults too, because it was a blast from the past.
Yeah.
And it just took you back, and I thought, I wonder if Fat Cat's going to materialise, but he didn't.
Oh, that is just delightful. Well, thank you so much for your time. I hope you have a lovely Christmas, and
my pleasure.
Stay safe out there.
Yes, and Merry Christmas to all the listeners, and a safe and wonderful New Year. Thank you, Jenny.